I'm going fishing. Come on with me.
Oh, man, what you gonna catch?
What I'm gonna catch? Check this out.
I got my sign in the window. I got my lock on the door. I'm going fishing for some sweet, sweet ammo. Now, if I catch a barracuda, I got to throw back in the sea. You see, I've had my share of barracuda, yes, and yes, sir. I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing to see what I can catch. And if ain't nothing but I'm gonna make my hound on fish. Now everybody ask me, what kind of bait are you? It ain't to beat, it's how you wait. I learned that at fishing school. I got a lot of patience, I'm gentle and real kind. Sooner or later, some of the fish is tricking to my line. I'm gone fishing, gonna see what I can catch. And if ain't nothing but I'm gonna make my hound on fish. We'll be right back. tender and so sweet. I caught what watching the sea had meant. She knocked me off my feet. Had my booty rocking, curling on my pole. Nobody knows about that place, my secret fishing hole. Gone fishing, I'm gonna see what I can catch. Showed up, and if ain't nothing but I'm gonna make my hound go fetch. I'm gone fishing, I'm gone fishing, I'm gone fishing, I'm gone fishing. I got my sign in the window, I got my lock on the door. I'm going fishing for some sweet, sweet apple. I'm going fishing. Man, it's bad out here. If I don't catch something soon, I'm gonna have to put my stuff in dry down.
Hey, Mo.
Yeah.
Maybe you need another fishing pole.
Man, I don't play that.
I'm gone fishing. I'm gone fishing. I'm gone fishing. I'm gone fishing. Oh, I'm gone fishing.
Mighty Mo Rodgers from his disc Blues Is My Wailing Wall. That one came out in 1999. It was actually his first effort. And he's a fine keyboardist and composer and producer, originally from Indiana. His father owned a club where a lot of blues musicians would coming into town would perform. And that's how he was bitten by the bug. Eventually, he moved out to L.A. and started working as a sideman and that sort of thing, and eventually as a producer. Mighty Mo Rodgers. He was preceded here on the Blues Box by Otis Rush. We heard Otis from his disc Ain't Enough Coming In. That one came out in 1994. Otis Rush did a rendition of Homework, and he was one of the early founders of the School of the West Side Chicago Blues back in the mid to late 1950s. Next here on KRVS, let's venture back to 1967 and a number that, with its flip side, Tell Mama, got Etta James up to number 23 on the charts. Here's Etta with her rendition of I'd Rather Go Blind. Yeah.
lips now, babe. Yeah, revealed the tears that was on my face, yeah. Walk away from me, yeah.
They better get a religion now.
Angela Straley on vocals, Del Rey on guitar. That's all from a disc called Shout, Sister, Shout. Yeah, a tribute to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And prior to hearing Angela Straley here on KRVS, we heard Etta James from 1967. Etta doing her classic, I'd Rather Go Blind. That last tune, of course, was first recorded by Sister Rosetta Tharpe. We're going to turn to her now, one of the great women guitarists of, she's first recorded in October of 1938. We're going to listen to her from 1944. Here is Rosetta Tharpe on guitar and vocals with Strange Things Happen Every Day.
All we hear church people say, they are in this holy way. There are strange things happening every day. On that last great judgment day, when they drive them all away, there are strange things happening every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
There are strange things happening every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. All the time, there are strange things happening every day.
Burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town. Did you ever hear about the burning that happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town? New eyes were there. Rosa May was there. Louise was there. Did you ever hear about the burning that happened, went down in Natchez, Mississippi town? I stood back, was looking in the old building, dumb tumbled down.
from 1956, recorded in Chicago. That was Howling Wolf with a number called The Natchez Burning. He was referring to the Natchez Rhythm Club fire that occurred in April of 1940 and claimed the lives of 207 partygoers in an awful night for the history of Natchez, Mississippi. Others have blues tunes about that. I know John Lee Hooker did, and several others. Howlin' Wolf, though. Before we heard Howlin' Wolf here on the Blues Box, we heard Sister Rosetta Tharp from a disc called The Gospel of the Blues. Tharp on guitar and vocals, and she was great at both of them. From 1944, we heard her doing a number called Strange Things Happen Every Day. And next here on KRVS, we've got another Howling Wolf composition coming up, this time from Stevie Ray Vaughan and his disc In Step.
Thank you.
From his disc Deep in the Heart, that was W.C. Clark on guitar and vocals with My Texas Home. Clark is often referred to as a godfather of the Austin blues scene. He's been an East Austin blues man for many decades. A lot of younger aspiring blues musicians used to go over and hear him play. One, in fact, Stevie Ray Vaughan, whom we heard prior to hearing W.C., we heard Stevie Ray do a rendition of Love Me Darling, the old Howling Wolf tune, that from his disc Instep. W.C. Clark and Stevie Ray Vaughan actually had a band together, the Triple Threat Review. This was before Double Trouble. And W.C., of course, is since he played bass in that band, but he's also quite a fine guitarist. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. There's quite a bit happening. Tonight, Cherry Bounce and Hard Proof will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Scott Allen Stagg plays Bizbanos. Eric Lindell and Brennan McLeod both perform tonight at Grand Street Dance Hall. Walter Jr.'s at Imonelli, Dolphin, and also The Board will be at Artmosphere, Highway 69 at Backstage Bar and Grill, Down the Phoenix and High Octane at the Wild Salmon. And the Louisiana House Rockers play tonight at Dewey's in Youngsville. David Greeley and Gumbo Jet perform at McGee's Landing this evening. Hip Hop in the Flats at Feed and Seed. Quail Manifold at Oasis Sports Bar tonight. Lerone Rubin will be performing at Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners will be at Café des Amis for a Zydeco breakfast. Tomorrow evening, Kevin Nakka and the Awesome Playboys are at Artmosphere. Ella Funk tomorrow night at Backstage Bar and Grill. Also tomorrow evening, the Kid Carsons, the Rayo Brothers, and the Onlys all perform at Blue Moon Saloon. There's a Cajun Jam just about every Saturday afternoon at Vermilionville. Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's. Sassafras Jubilee plays Oasis Sports Bar tomorrow night. Nancy Simon's School of Music and also Jamie Berzos and the Cajun Tradition will be at Liberty Theater in Eunice. And also, Boss Kloss will be performing at Grand Street Dance Hall tonight. That's for benefit for the Cinema on the Bayou series of films that are being shown. The organization films are being shown this weekend. Sunday, John Craigle's at the Blue Dog Cafe for a brunch. Also playing for a brunch at Cathead Biscuit Boys at Cochon's. Gino Delafosse Sunday at Whiskey River. Warren Starman, Willie T at the Atchafalaya Club. Corey Arsenault at Randall's. Glenn Lanson at Artmosphere. The Lafayette Rhythm Devils will be playing for a Bal de Dimanche at Vermilionville this coming Sunday. And Monday night, Bluegrass Jam at Cité des Arts. Tuesday night, a Songwriters Night at Artmosphere. Also, Oasis Sports Bar and Backstage Bar and Grill. And also the night for Jazz Jam at Bizbano's. Wednesday night's the night for Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. Also like to mention that The Cinema on the Bayou is continuing tonight. There's already been some wonderful films viewed at various venues around the city. If you'd like more information on the events taking place, you can check them out on the web, cinemaonthebayou.com. A lot going tonight. What do we have tonight? A number of things taking place at Vermilionville, a number of films and special events tomorrow. A number of films at Cadiana Center for the Arts. Also tomorrow, films will be a discussion at Belle Academie, and the Lafayette Public Library South will also be screening some films. There's a benefit tomorrow night at Grand Street Dance Hall. On Sunday, the Lafayette Public Library will also be having a couple of films. And on Sunday night, a couple at Vermilionville, including Songs of the Souls, which is an interesting, definitely blues-related film done by filmmaker Ronnie Clifton. And it sort of it deals with famous Louisiana native Leadbelly, who sang his way out of prison once, and some say a second time. And a number of musicians involved in the film. One of them is here with us today, Michael Juan Nunes. Michael Juan, good to see you.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay, we got you. Good morning. We got you there. You guys, during the film, you played at the Parish Jail, and also you went to Angola. It was you, David Egan,
Eric Adcock, and Roddy Romero. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting experience. Ronnie Clifton, I remember he came out, we were playing, I can't even remember where we were playing, but he approached me. I'd never met him, but he approached me and said that he had an idea for a film he was making, and it was based, as you said, around the idea that Leadbelly had sung his way out of jail, prison, some say twice. The question was posed that if I was incarcerated or any one of the artists were incarcerated and we had a chance to sing our way out of, out of prison, what would we sing, And I thought it was pretty interesting, way to approach things. I wasn't sure what to expect, I think the trip to Angola really had an impact a lot deeper than I thought it would have.
How so? I mean, what were your feelings playing there at, one of the nation's more famous or infamous prisons?
Yeah, infamous is correct. There's a lot of history you can read upon, which I have read upon since I should have done more research prior to going, you know. I think whenever we went in, we played, I think it was Cell Block D. We were allowed to mingle with a lot of the prisoners. It wasn't very high threat, you know, but there was a lot of security around. But then we also toured, you know, the whole thing. And I don't know, man, what struck me going into it, you know, everybody has an idea of, you know, these bad people being incarcerated, and you get there and you realize the humanity, you know, 80-85%, something like that, possibly higher, are there for life. They're not getting out ever, you know, no chance of parole. Of course, death row, you know. And, man, you know, a lot of them undoubtedly deserve to be there. I mean, I'm not saying at any, you know, that these are good people or, you know, whatever. But then again, I'm not to judge, you know. Everybody has, you know, everybody has a past and everybody has a breaking point. And I think a lot of these guys, you know, went through their breaking point and did something that they truly regret. Some of them whenever they were practically kids, you know, and yeah. Now they're, you know, in their 50s and 60s and still there, you know. But we also learned about a lot of the horrors about how bad Angola used to be, really, you know, compared to what it is now, you know, when they had the red hat cell open, which was for their most infamous prisoners, you know. That was really interesting. I mean, the cells, you walk into a cell that's, I think they were 8x8, you know, a concrete bench and, you know, maybe a 4x4 hole in the wall to see outside. And that's it, you know, with an iron door in front of you. And these guys were kept in there. One cat was kept in there for, I don't know how many years. They actually welded the door shut.
Jeez.
And these guys would get fed the food that was eaten by the other prisoners and you know, scraped off the plate. Well, that food would then be taken out of the big trash can and then fed to those prisoners in that cell block.
Pretty rough.
Yeah, pretty rough. Now this closed in 73. I think they shut that down, so it's not going on anymore. You know, Burl Cain took over. Warden Cain took over, and he really instilled the fear of God in a lot of these guys. You know, I was told pretty much you had to conform to, you know, you had to find the Lord, or your life was going to be pretty miserable. And a lot of these guys have found the Lord.
Well, let me. I think didn't Aaron Neville spend time at Angola? I know.
He did.
Then James Booker did.
Yeah, there's a lot of. There's quite a few.
Lead Belly, of course. Yeah. Robert Pete Williams. In fact, Harry mm-hmm. Oster helped get him out, get him paroled because I mean he heard him sing.
Correct.
Did you come away with any thoughts about any inspiration for songs?
Oh man, did I? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I left with a lot of mixed emotions, you know, because during the making of About to Snap, I wrote a song called Rusted Blade, which was about Derek Todd Lee and, you know, when all that was going on.
Yeah.
And from the perspective of a father whose daughter had gotten raped. And it was really, you know, at the end of the thing, we at the end of the tour, we went down death row, and the assistant warden, Miss Kathy, was nice enough to She allowed me to go and pass by and view Derek Todd Lee, and that impacted me pretty hard. I mean, I left there with so many mixed emotions. I mean, it would take way too long to explain.
That he's referred to, I guess, as a serial killer of Baton
Rouge. Correct. And, you know, I'll be honest, I didn't see, well, I'd rather not talk about stuff like that on the radio.
Okay, well, we're talking to Michael Juan Nunez. He is in the film that is going to be shown Sunday evening at Vermilionville, 6:45, I believe, is showtime. Songs of the Souls. It's part of it's a documentary and part of the Cinema on the Bayou series that is taking place. It's a film festival taking place here in Lafayette this weekend. Michael, you've played you've recorded actually tunes by. I mean, everybody from Howling Wolf to Mississippi John Hurt to your own material. Really interesting stuff. Why don't we sample one of your tunes? You have four discs out, right?
That's So four solo discs, correct.
Your latest is My Little Train Wreck.
My Little Train Wreck.
Well, from that disc, let's give everybody a taste. Now, you're going to be there, right?
Yes.
On Sunday evening.
Yes. The viewing of the film is at 6:45 Sunday at Vermilionville. And it is free to the public. And immediately after will be a performance. And it's, you know, pretty stripped down. You know, it's going to be David Egan, Roddy, Eric, and I. And, I mean, there's no backing band, you know. Just four songwriters doing our thing. So it should be really cool. I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Okay, well, let's just give everybody out there a sample of one of the many sort of types of tunes that you've recorded. From My Little Train Wreck, here is 18 Miles.
Never coming home no more. pistola, mueres por la pistola.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Don't come a Miss Rose, I know where do you know? Well, I knows about an Ava. And a dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Well, I'm gonna ask the governor, gonna listen, my man, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. When it gets up in the morning, when that big bell rings, goes a marching to the table. Mean the same old thing, not poker on the table. There's nothing in my pain. Have you seen a thing about it? Have trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, boy, you better walk right. And you better not squabble. And you better not fight. Best rocker will arrest you. Penny boom will take you down. You can bet your bottom dollar that you is Sugarland bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. We'll jump a little deeply. She was a mighty fine girl. Well, as Judy brought jumping, and there's a whole round world when she brought it in the morning. Just a wonderful day, but you brought me the news, and my wife was dead. That started me to grieving, moving and hollering and crying. Then I began to worry, found a very long time. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
From 1946, that was Leadbelly with Midnight Special, a tune that he's often, often it's credited to him, but some people say that it was being sung in a lot of prisons back in the 1930s before, about the time that he recorded it himself. Before hearing Leadbelly, we heard Michael Juan Nunez from My Little Train Wreck doing a number called 18 Miles. And, of course, Michael Juan Nunez is in the studios with us here at KRVS. And Leadbelly is the subject, or at least the stimulus for a film that is going to be screened, a free screening, Song of the Souls, this Sunday evening at Vermilionville. And, again, it's part of the Louisiana Reel Festival titled Cinema on the Bayou. And you can check them out at cinemaonthebayou.com. And that that particular film will be a free. That's 6:45, right? At
6:45, yeah, at Vermilionville on Sunday, free.
And you're in it, right?
Yes.
You and Michael, you and Roddy Romero, David Egan, and Eric Adcock.
Correct.
And
correct.
There's clips of y'all singing at Angola.
Yes. Okay. Oh yeah. There's the show that we did at Angola, and man, it's been a while since I've seen it. I think there might be some clips from the Lafayette Correctional Facility. I know most of it revolves around Angola, and it goes on. You know, he does some kind of a back through. You know, on Leadbelly. And sets up a basis, you know, but that there's no music by Leadbelly, you know, none of us are singing any Leadbelly songs, but he used it as a jumping point.
Right. Yeah. Very, very, a very interesting subject for a film. And yeah. Again, it's free, 6:45 at Vermilionville. If anybody wants details on that and other films, they should check out cinemaonthebayou.com. Yeah. Well, at one point before you leave, Michael, one is, you played with Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte a bit, who was one of he was wonderful Creole blues man, played with Clifton, that sort of thing. What did you come away with, you know, from working with Harry?
I came away with a lot. You know, I lost a friend, man, you know. That's what a lot of people don't understand. It wasn't just a musician. He was a friend. You know, my girls would see him and they'd light up, you know. He was just that kind of guy. I learned a lot from him, man, like the way he would control the crowd, the way he would interact with the crowd, you know, and the way he played, you know. He wasn't flashy, you know, like Lil Buck Senegal, who played with Clifton, or Sherman Robinson. You know, these guys are monsters, technical monsters, right? Great guitar players. Harry's style was a lot older, you know, and very much based on Guitar Slim style. And he was a real master at it, man. You know, when we were recording About the Snap, we did two songs, Pocket Full of Jesus and Donkey Donkey, where we set up in Terry Dupuy's studio, which was in his living room, basically, living room and kitchen. And we all set up live, Dudley Frugie, Eric Adcock, Chad Willis, myself, and Harry. And I remember struggling through the arrangements, and Harry was playing something, and I was trying to get him to play something different. And Eric said, "Man, you know, this isn't Harry's first song. You know, just jam with it, man. Just go with it." And when I finally laid back and just sat with it and just did the song, we got it on the first take, you know, because he had it right the whole time, you know.
Well, we're gonna turn to Harry now, get a track of his in. Mike, I want to like to thank you for coming in today.
Thanks, man. Thank
and,
you.
And anybody that wants to see you guys on film and in person can do so free Sunday evening, 6:45 at Vermilionville. And again,
one more thing. February 9th will be at Grant Street with DJ Leg and Josh Garrett.
So. Okay. That sounds good, too. Again, thanks, Michael Warman.
Thank you, man.
We're going to turn now to Harry, late Harry Hippolyte from Kay, Louisiana, from the disc Louisiana Country Boy, his rendition of The Sun is Shining.
So bright tonight. I said the sun is shining, people. The sun is shining so bright today. I'm gonna sing my blues, yeah. I sing my blues all day long. The sun is shining, people. The sun is shining so bright today. I said the sun is shining, people. Sun is shining so bright today. I'm gonna sing my blues, yeah. I sing my blues all day long. Sun is shining so bright today. I say the sun is shining, people. Sun is shining so bright today. I'm gonna sing my blues, people. I sing my blues all day long. Down and cry, Louisiana. How about Jimmy Lane? sun is shining bright today. I said the sun is shining, people. Sun is shining so bright today. I'm gonna sing my blues, yeah. I sing my blues all day long. Sun is shining, people. Sun is shining so bright today. Sunshine so bright today. I'm gonna sing my blues, yeah. Sing my blues all day long.
Late Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte from a disc called Louisiana Country Boy. Again, he was a guitarist for a while in Clifton Chenier's band. A really interesting musician, wonderful, wonderful blues man. And a lot of people around here, Michael Juan Nunez included, who we were just talking to, had been quite a bit influenced by Harry Hippolyte. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. And this program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. In fact, you are a critical component to the broadcast that we air. We are member-supported public radio. Our members keep us on the air with annual contributions. Thanks to all of you out there who are members and supporters of public radio, who are underwriters. Those of you who aren't yet members, we hope that you'll consider membership, you'll end up helping us keep these programs going. Again, we have to have new members, and we can't do it without the public in public radio. If you'd like to pledge support, you can do so securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 and, of course, have blues for you till 1 this afternoon to take us on up to news time with NPR. We're going to turn to Guy Davis, son of the late actor Ossie Davis. He's a really fine blues man, been playing blues for many, many years now. From his disc, Call Down to Thunder, Guy Davis on guitar with a number called Thanksgiving Day.